Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A week and a half later, and we're getting ready for yet another Wednesday event at the Capitol. The FBI has released photos of the suspects wanted in the alleged assault on one officer during the Capitol riot, and of course has released so many pieces of video footage and photos of people, and families and friends are turning in the people that they love because they say they're radicalized and they hurt their heart by doing what they did to the nation's capital. Wow. In the meantime, we have this new variant that we're dealing with. And when I say variant, we're dealing with another strain with the COVID virus. So there's some updates on that. We have the death toll in the United States close to 400,000. Other than that, how are you doing, everybody? Kate Delaney, thanks for joining me for the show. Coming up, we will have a conversation with Richard Ruling, a health conversation. I think that's pretty enlightening. He certainly has some political thoughts, too. And also, we're going to take you overseas, talk to a woman who grew up during World War II in England, where as children, they pretended that nothing was happening around them when places were being bombed out and they just had to move through life as usual. Otherwise, they could not get through it. And she has an interesting story to tell. And also, we're going to talk about numbers like the number I just gave you in another edition of We Can Count. But the first thing is these cases. And there's been more than 150 people that have been arrested, a lot of them charged with trespassing, a couple with a couple of other things, too, as well. And then there was the crazy story, which still has to be, I think, flushed out a little bit more, about a woman who allegedly stole a laptop from Nancy Pelosi's office, although they're saying that's not missing. Her name is Riley June Williams, and she got in touch with a friend and wanted to be able to have that friend in Russia get the information and then sell it to Russian intelligence. I mean, are you kidding me? That is the most un-American, unpatriotic, traitor move that I could possibly think of. So shame on her if that's true. She certainly was right in the middle of the thick of it, though, with the Capitol rioting, so she's charged with a couple of other things. We'll see if that whole thing was just a lot of talk and braggadocio, or if it's really true and they can trace something to her. That's one of the things the FBI is working on right now. There have been 200,000 digital tips. And again, most of those have come from family and friends and people who worked with people saying, That's my buddy I go out to lunch with. Yeah, that's his face. And then that's how they are being found out. So it does raise the question of talk about involvement, right? People that are huge backers of the president and did not feel good about the election, did not feel it was right to riot and storm the Capitol and unleash that rage. So the idea of radicalization is something that's always been talked about, but is being talked about now again, that who's radicalizing Americans and what happens online. And we've seen the battle over freedom of speech that is being waged, of course. And because so many of us I think we're stunned, and now all these digital tips are coming from friends and family of the rioters that they feel powerless, they feel humiliated, they feel grief. The daughter of a Virginia man who was arrested said she was ashamed and disgusted by her father's actions. The sister of Roseanne Boylan, who was killed in the riot, said her family begged her not to go because they didn't feel good about it. They didn't feel like this was just going to be a protest. They felt like, who knows, it could be something else, but still not thinking what happened would happen and that she would be killed and they would lose her. She would be dead. So it is an interesting psychological hornet's nest that's being unraveled in so many families as a result of what happened. And in the meantime, the FBI, the CIA, and the Secret Service, they are moving on members of extremist groups that they know were, or they believe, that they have enough evidence to charge them with things that happened at that riot, and they're zeroing in on a couple of key people. I mean, they've charged more than 100 plus who revealed themselves through social media posts and boasts. But then they're looking deeper into extremist groups where they were more prepared, organized, determined, and what was really the goal and what they were trying to do and what they were saying on their posts. And what they were saying before they stormed the Capitol, and what does that mean with the charges that are being filed against them? Conspiracy to attack Congress. So that's different than trespassing. And what was the run up to that and run up to the violence? So that then the name of the game is moving forward with this transition of power because, you know, we're talking about what's happening in my backyard and yours, and this is the conversation that now you've got a new president, and the new president is making some people nervous and some people happy. He's going to stop the whole wall thing. He's proposing an overhaul of immigration laws on the very first day in office. He's going to ban special bonuses for appointees, expand lobbying prohibitions, and some ethics rules, which that's good because then you won't get ripped off by a stronger lobby depending on what your interests are, unless a lobbying group was helping your interests. So there are a lot of changes that are going to happen. And then there is the whole stimulus thing that should hit pretty soon for people who really, really need it. We are going to get that jump of that $1,400, and who knows what else will come of this. But now you've got all these National Guardsmen at, and women at the Capitol who are sleeping in the rotunda. I've talked about that. It's just a site of camouflage. That's just camo, razor wire and fences. And how many times have I broadcast near the Hill or at near the Supreme Court or simply walked down the avenue from place to place? That's something that you cannot do right now because of the fear of something that could happen during the inauguration on Wednesday. Coming up on the flip side, it's about numbers. We can count.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
California tops 3 million COVID-19 cases as we kick that off for We Can Count. So it's become the first state in the nation with that many, and it's not a surprise because of how big the state is. So you have National Guardsmen who are there helping to process the deaths because they've got to place people in temporary storage in L.A. I cannot imagine the feeling for the people who have lost fathers, sons, daughters, aunts, uncles, I mean, kids. It's terrible. And this is the reality. 33,623 deaths from the virus that now has claimed the lives of almost 400,000 Americans. And the hospitals are just overwhelmed. I mean, that's the deal. The ICU beds are in, the availability is incredibly low. That's why 90% of the state is under strict stay-at-home orders until they can have that availability with ICU beds for fear that if you get it, we got no place to help you. None. There is no room at the inn. 1 in 10 people have been confirmed to have contracted the virus in California. 1 in 10. That's the numbers now. Dodger Stadium opened last week as a massive drive-through vaccine site. And they're opening other sites at other locations, the Forum, Six Flags, California State University, Northridge, and et cetera, because they're trying to quickly process people. And again, it's about having the test. It's about having the vaccine. So we feel for you, California. And people are leaving California in droves because of so many things, crazy things that have happened. They're tired of it. They're tired of that kind of blue. They're tired of the red tape that's wrapped around so much in California and the expense of it. So you're seeing people that are leaving for Arizona, they're leaving for Texas, they're leaving for other parts of the country in the middle of the pandemic, just realizing that, you know, they're done. And that's surprising. It used to be that there were so many people headed to California. Oh, the weather. Oh, the opportunity. Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive, but that's okay because there are other things that we like, and they're finding it's the opposite. So be curious to see what, and you know, some of that's a guesstimate, but really with the pandemic, the things that have happened there, how many people are really going to call it quits? Bulletproof vests, gas masks, journalists are really arming up who are covering the inauguration because they know that, yes, we have these 25,000 National Guardsmen and other law enforcement there, but the news agencies don't want to take a chance. So even though, again, the Pentagon has authorized that many National Guard members for Wednesday, with the storming of the Capitol still in the minds of so many, the chilling violence, etc., and some of the journalists who were attacked, who were trying to cover it there, I mean, at least 9 journalists were physically assaulted, 5 journalists were arrested, 4 had equipment damaged covering that insurrection. So the reporters are doing that. They're getting gas masks. They're doing the whole thing. I saw a picture of Tracy Grant, who has been at the Washington Post, I guess, 27 years. She's a managing editor, and she's doing exactly that. She's prepping for the coverage, and prepping for the coverage means the flak jacket, you know, the whole thing. What would normally be a different way to prepare for an inauguration has completely been upended. Melania Trump said her farewell to the nation. She left a message, and in her message, I love a couple of the lines where she said that violence is never the answer. In her farewell message, she said, "My fellow Americans, it's been the greatest honor of my life to serve as the First Lady of the United States." She said, "As Donald and I conclude our time in the White House, I think of all the people I've taken home in my heart and their incredible stories of love, patriotism, and determination." And then she said, "To focus on what unites us, to rise above what divides us, to always choose love over hatred, peace over violence, and others before yourself." She said, "You will be in my heart forever. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America." So the number there, the final message as the First Lady. We won't hear anything else from Melania Trump. I think talking about the violence was smart, and then using the word to unite us. I mean, you know, that whole thing, divided we fall, united we conquer. And yes, differences of opinion and the tug of war that we seem to have been having the last couple of decades that has just amped up to incredible degrees, violence isn't the answer. So I think that was probably one of the strongest takeaways from that very last message. One of the things that has come out of the Capitol breach is this former DHS official saying the Capitol breach showed inexperience at the agency. So, and what does that mean? Well, inexperience, that they were overrun by rioters, and the officers said they were given no warning from leadership on the morning of the incident about what would become a growing force of thousands of rioters. And some of them would be better armed than the officers themselves. They say DHS never deployed its agents to help and failed to, which we know, to share intelligence with the state and local partners or the Capitol Police that would have indicated that the demonstrations could have turned into a riot, that they didn't get that, and that they're younger and they didn't have as much experience. They don't have incidents under their belts to know the proper protocols, so protocols weren't followed, because that is what it keeps being discussed. Like, how could this have happened? How was this missed? And the answer is they were not at all ready for the onslaught of what happened, and they weren't experienced in any way, most of them, that would lend itself to handling what they had to handle. And then one last thing about the Capitol. We know the inauguration is there, and there's going to be 191,500 U.S. flags are going to cover part of the National Mall, because there's not going to be people there except for the handful of dignitaries and some others, and there'll be social distancing with that. But it's just a sea of flags, and I saw some video of it. It looks spectacular, actually, and was probably an incredibly smart thing to do, because what are you going to put in those spots? So that's what you'll see. As far as the eye can see, you can see those flags on the mall, and they've been doing rehearsals, etc., to make sure that it all goes smoothly. And this is it for the president. He's expected to have a couple hundred more or so pardons that will be released on Tuesday. There's speculation as to who could be on the list. I know I talked about that in a previous show. There's some obvious people that could be on it. One that'll be curious is WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He's pretty high profile. Will he be on that list? Also, a former Trump strategist, Steve Bannon, will he be on the list? I would assume, based on some of the things that happened, that you might see Bannon. I don't know about Julian Assange, whether he ends up, being on that list or not. All right, I mentioned that Richard Ruling was coming up. We talked to him months and months and months ago, and he has a blog that you can see. It's called thefallofamerica.blog, and it's relevant for, of course, some of what we're seeing, and it's very relevant to that, and he's got things that you can get for a song by going to his website. He talks about what I think is so relevant, what we're eating. I mean, he's got that on the Fall of America, and a DVD, like I said, that is just a song. So make sure you check that out, thefallofamerica.blog. Richard Ruling on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
U.S. military officials and the FBI are working to screen all of the National Guard troops being deployed to Washington, D.C. ahead of Wednesday's inauguration. Around 25,000 troops will be on hand as security has been tightened around the U.S. Capitol after the breach of the Capitol building 2 weeks ago. Officials say they don't have any specific intelligence that there are any inside threats, but are taking the extra steps to ensure that the inauguration is a safe event. Senator Ben Cardin says heightened security is a step towards protecting our democracy. The Maryland Democrat tells MSNBC that taking some extra precautions is the right thing to do.
I think they're taking every conceivable precaution to make sure that January 20th is a safe day for our country and for our democracy. So they're taking extra precautions. As you said, there's no specific risk of anyone in the National Guard being compromised, but it's the right thing to do. Safety has to be our first priority.
This is USA Radio News. A woman the FBI is accusing of stealing a laptop from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office and attempting to sell it to Russia has been arrested. Riley June Williams was arrested Monday in Pennsylvania and is charged with violent entry of the U.S. Capitol. In a court filing, the FBI alleges that Williams took the laptop during the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th as part of a group of people who got into the Speaker's office. A witness told the Bureau that Williams intended on selling the laptop to Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service. Williams is one of more than 100 people arrested so far for actions during the storming of the Capitol. And country superstar Garth Brooks says he'll be performing at Wednesday's inauguration. Brooks announced Monday that he would perform at the Capitol, calling the opportunity a chance to serve and not a political statement, but a statement of unity. He'll join already announced performers Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez. Brooks also performed at the inauguration of President Barack Obama in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Richard Ruling joins us. This guy's a doc. He's board certified in internal medicine. He taught at Loma Linda University. In the 70s, he designed the Total Health Seminar to help people harmonize their habits with natural laws of the body. Ooh, I love that. So many people ignore that. And obviously those results had to be pretty gratifying. When people change their diet, health habits, generally they can, as he says on his book, and you get this right off the book, can reduce or get entirely off drug medication for heart, blood pressure, ulcers, diabetes, nerves, weight. So did you hear me there? You can get completely off drug medication. And he talks about so much more, too, what he thinks is, again, in the Fall of America Survivor's Manual, minimizing the crisis and confusion and avoiding the control of the new world orders. He calls it the how-to book with valuable practical help. And Richard, thank you so much for coming on.
Good to be with you, Kate, and thank you for that great intro. That's superb.
So I think so much stems from the body. You're absolutely 100% right. And you studied this. You watched what was happening to people. We see diabetes skyrocketing. Prescription use is just insane. And you talk about diabetes. You talk about medication. You say no one likes to think they use drugs. And the above information on caffeine may seem unsettling to some, but there is another large group of drug users, patients who see physicians regularly, half of the world, more than that, for prescriptions, 90% of which would not be needed if they would be willing to change their attitudes and diet. And we're still seeing this today, right?
Oh, it's getting worse, actually. Prescription drugs actually are a leading cause of death, and the medical literature shows it, but the media, they get the drug ads, they like the money from drug companies, and so it's not reported. But the facts are, the AMA journal in 1998 said medical care became the fourth to sixth leading cause of death, with 106 deaths in hospitals. 2 years later, the Western Journal, outside the hospitals, published 199,000. You add them together, it's 305, number three cause of death in this country, with inside and outside the hospitals. And then a seven-year study from 1998 to 2005 reported the death rates increased 2.7-fold. So multiply 305,000 by 2.7, 824,000 deaths are number one in this country, and nothing is said on the media. CDC doesn't even mention it in their top 10. They're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies, et cetera.
Yeah, I agree with you on pharmaceuticals. So a lot is being talked about now with the coronavirus, et cetera, viruses in general, flu season, what do you do? Immunity, immunity, immunity. We just had this discussion with someone the other day, so I knew you can clear this up. What is the deal with immunity? I mean, doesn't the body have an incredible ability, you talk about it, to resist disease?
Yes, it does. And we lose it usually in the holidays when cookies, cakes, candies, goodies, the sugar lowers the phagocytic index. That's the ability of a white blood cell to phagocytize or engulf a germ. And so the amount that you get in a can of soft drink, 12 teaspoons of sugar, is enough to reduce your immunity of the phagocytic index about 50 to 75%. The average American gets 35 teaspoons a day. So the holidays are bad. And no wonder the flu comes. I was working in emergency room one night when I was catching the flu with scratchy throat, runny nose, achy, felt cold. I took my temperature. It was normal, but they taught us in medical school that fever helps kill the virus. So here I am, a sitting duck, no fever. I took a break, filled a tub with very hot water, hot as I could stand, and in 20 minutes I had a fever of 102.5. And as the water's running out, I poured cold water front and back several times. It can double the white blood count, twice as many soldier cells to fight the germs, and I didn't eat any supper, so these white cells would be very hungry. I didn't have any medicine, didn't take any vitamins, didn't have any, but that's all I did. And at 11 o'clock, because I thought it had helped me, I did it again, took another hot bath, finished with cold. In the morning, I was well, no symptoms. The flu was all gone from me.
Wow.
So basically, yes, immunity, there's a they're not talking about this. They didn't have that. Most doctors didn't have that kind of training. I had some extra good training at Loma Linda on health. Going back, well, that's good enough for now. Thank you.
Yeah, but you had some great training on it. Okay, another thing that you say in the book, because I think this is so key, you and I talked about this off the air, and your book covers so many other things, and that's why if people get it, they'll have a fountain of information. But I think the key is what we're talking about, which is messing with people, their minds, their bodies, etc. So you say breakfast is gold, lunch is silver, and supper is lead. Explain that.
Well, the fact is what we eat late in the day, we don't burn up. When we take a trip, we fill the gas tank in the morning and drive on what we burn it up. But in our habits of eating, we go all day on an empty tank and then we fill it, and we don't sleep well. The food doesn't digest as perfectly and so on. Bad habits, really. If most people with a weight problem, they skip breakfast and skip lunch. They want to cut down on calories, and then they come to the main meal of the day that they're entitled to. Not good. I'd say eat as much as you want for breakfast. Have a good mid-afternoon meal. And go for a walk in the evening when you think you're hungry.
Well, and you know what? I think that works. I do that. I started doing that, and I see the results because there is something to that. Again, more sedentary, and especially now we're seeing how things are. What is your biggest concern when it comes to the health of Americans? And I think you're reading that in this conversation.
Well, Hippocrates, the father of medicine, was right centuries, actually millennia ago, when he said, nature cures. Let your food be your medicine. And somehow we have bought DuPont's slogan, better living through chemistry. And it really ain't so. If you see an elderly person with a bag of pills, the luster for life is gone, and it's just a matter of survival. They're on a slippery slope. It's only a matter of time till some of those drugs build toxicity, and they get a reaction that they did not expect and don't know where it's from, and neither does their doctor. When you have a bag of pills, you don't know what's causing the next problem that comes along.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth? Another thing that you talk about is tobacco. And I just have noticed that lately I've seen more people with cigarettes. I mean, it's kind of mind-boggling to me. But what do you talk about with tobacco, especially with young men? We're still seeing that's a huge statistic.
Well, I think it's a sign of rebellion against what your parents taught you. No loving parent really wants their kids enslaved to that. But kids get to the point where they think they're getting liberated and could do what they want. And total stupidity, in my opinion, to go that direction. And a lot of good people, I got a neighbor across the street, would like to quit, tried to quit. It's really, really hard, especially with the stress and things that are happening. It seems to calm the nerves. One tip for your listeners would be cut out the caffeine. Caffeine gears your nerves up, and nicotine gears them down. I had a mayor in a little city of Southwest City, Missouri, who said, "Doc, I've tried many times, but this is the easiest I've found to quit." It's about not using caffeine or alcohol while you're quitting. Just make a firm commitment. Break it off. Don't taper down. Just go cold turkey. And in 3 days, you're over the hump. The fourth day is a little easier. The fifth day is definitely clear. It's a five-day plan. We saw 150 people quit at Tucson, Arizona, University of Arizona in Tucson.
Wow.
When I was taking medicine.
Wow. Okay, the other thing is that we're seeing a lot of is suicide, mental anguish, struggle there. You know, it's mind, body, and soul. What about people struggling mentally? And you talk about that in your book, the mental and spiritual culture.
Well, I really believe that a belief in purposeful living. In other words, Neural Nightingale on his tapes on success says having a goal in life. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy goal. A lot of people don't have worthy goals. They don't see progress toward it. Things seem to be going the other way in our culture and society with things falling apart. But a person can serve, as Lee Iacocca said, of Chrysler, have a higher standard. The standards you hold will exalt you and lift you up. I believe belief in God, and that God has a plan, and we don't necessarily see it in the media that they think is anti-scientific, but there are a lot of scientists that believe in God. You know,
True.
You know, Einstein said, "A scientist, God is not a magician; he's a scientist."
I like that. And that's so true. That, especially evoking him, because he said several things like that, and people didn't realize that. Yeah, they didn't pick up on it. You wrote this book a couple decades ago, and it totally holds up. It holds up. So much of what we just talked about holds up today, and even more so. Is it gratifying for you, Richard, when people come up to you or people you know say, "Wow, you changed my life. I read your book, or I read some of what you've written about, and you've helped me in X amount of ways"?
Well, I haven't had that many people come to me, but yesterday I shipped 20 books to a lady who emailed, came from me the day before saying she loved the book, she's moving, and she wants 20 copies to give to friends before she leaves the tip of Texas. And so, yes, people do like it. I had one guy say it's the only book he read cover to cover in his life. He was a retired fellow who had a dime store back in the 60s, et cetera.
Wow.
But anyway.
Yeah, that's a compliment. That's a compliment.
Yeah.
When someone buys 20 books, there's no question about it. Richard Ruling, the doc that put really a lot of thought into this, The Fall of America, Survivor's Manual, gets so much more than what we just talked about here. There's other things as well in the book that are incredibly useful. Richard, thank you.
Hey, I've got to tell you where it's at. It's thefallofamerica.blog, B-L-O-G, on the web, not .com. And I have some other goodies, a DVD on eating that will help them reverse disease.
Yay.
And another booklet, condensation of a bestseller, What's Behind the New World Order. That goes with it on a $10 donation, plus $3 for shipping. Amazon charges $4 even for shipping just that DVD. They pay $14 just for the DVD. They get my book, actually two books, and a DVD besides.
Yeah. Perfect. Thanks, Richard.
Okay. God bless.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco T helps regenerate new cells, everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We go to England now for a conversation with Sonia Caldicott. She's in our author's corner in our virtual green room. And she's written a fascinating book called Well of Living Water, The Story of a Man Who Was God. And we talked off the air, and Sonia was a teacher, and she had in her mind that she was going to write books, in fact, children's books. And then you know how it's so tough to sit down and write and get to do that? Well, big congratulations to her, because she wrote this book. And as she said, she wrote it a little bit at a time, and you can tell that there's love and care and passion in this. So, Sonia, thanks for coming on.
It's a pleasure, Kate.
What made you decide, I need to tell this story? I need people to make the connection. Why did you decide, I'm going to do this?
I was really sad that people were bypassing Jesus. And I'd been brought up in a family where we had prayers at night and Bible stories and whatever we wanted to talk about with our mother, she did her best to help us. And I didn't see this in children or grown-ups. It seemed to be everybody for themselves. And I had this deep feeling within me that God wanted me to write this story. And the more chapters I wrote, the deeper the conviction came within me that I was really writing this for God, and that he'd chosen me to write it just like he chose other people to write books and to do things in their lives. And I just had this conviction that God helped me through the years of writing the book until it was over. And when it was over and I'd got the manuscript together, I put it away because I didn't quite know where I should go next. And for several years, it just sat in a drawer.
So it sits in a drawer, and then finally you pull it out, you do it, it gets published. What was that feeling like?
Well, I've had many years of financial struggles trying to get it into the right hands. I can't say that I've had a very good experience of being a writer. And I think this happens to a lot of writers. They've got something very precious that they've written. And when they try to get it published, they get sidelined into self-publication. And I'm afraid there are a lot of sharks in the sea around their little boat, and some of them just get swallowed up by it, and I very nearly did. It was only last autumn when I finally started talking with one particular Californian publishing house that I felt within my bones that it would happen. And I was right, because it has happened.
Well, yay, congratulations on that. Again, the book is Well of Living Water, The Story of a Man Who Was God. What do you hope people take away, Sonia, who are listening to us, who get the book, who read it? What do you hope they take away?
Well, I hope that if there are people who've had a lot of doubts, they will have work the doubts out as they read the chapters. I'm very much aware that for each one of us, there's a special time in our lives, and it may not be until you're old and sick that you really need to find Jesus. And particularly in this last year, when COVID-19 has ruined the lives of so many families, I hope that as science can help us through a vaccination get rid of this dreadful virus, I hope that people's faith will be stronger.
Oh, what a great sentiment. And I would be remiss not to mention this. You know what it's like to come through other hardships, because as you mentioned to me, for everyone listening, Sonia Caldicott was raised in England, and during the war, and you think of World War II, and I certainly have read much about World War II, but was not in that era and did not experience that. And you did, and you mentioned to me that your father was a vegetable man, and you saw what they worried about and how tough it was for them, but you mentioned that your mom taught you about God. So do you think that helped them get through the war?
Oh, undoubtedly, yes. And also, of course, children were invited to join Christian youth groups, and I joined the local church choir, and so there was something regular about my life. Every Friday night was choir practice night, and on the Sundays there were two services to sing in, and there's no doubt that this regularity of finding out about psalms and hymns and listening to Christians talking together has a great effect on me.
A big enough effect that you here all these years later end up writing a book and try to show people that, hey, there is this hope. There is something out there that you can connect to, and it is, again, your book, The Well of Living Water, the story of a man who was God. What did your family think of you putting this book together, Sonia?
I don't think they knew much about it, I'll be honest, because the children were grown up by this time, and I was, I just sat in my chair at night and wrote notes down, and then the next day I looked at the notes I'd written and typed them into a recognizable form of a chapter. I don't think people realized how many hours I had taken to write it.
Yeah, how many hours? What do you think? Hundreds of hours?
Oh, yes, definitely. Oh, it took me 2.5 years, I think, at least, to write the book.
Two and a half years.
The deadline, you see. I didn't have to have it finished by a certain date because I didn't know what was going to happen to when I'd written it. So I just carried on writing and slotted in another chapter, which I could do, you see. Since it wasn't a complete volume. And that way, I think God helped me get through most of the stages in the life of his son Jesus on earth.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite chapter that you've written or something that you wrote about that really resonates with you in the entire book?
Well, strangely enough, I had the title of the book for years in my mind. It's just as if God was waiting for a particular time for me to be still and listen to him and start writing. Well of Living Water resonated in my mind for ages, and I always loved reading the story in John's Gospel about Jesus meeting this woman by a well and how, through talking to her, he convinced her that he was the Messiah, and she rushed off to her little village and told everybody to come and see who she'd found. And when you read the story, it hardly needs any alteration because it's so beautifully written by John. So I thoroughly enjoyed writing that chapter. I held off writing it for several years, months, until I finally thought, this is the time. Now I'm going to write that chapter.
Perfect. And then that ended up being, of course, the name of the book, Well of Living Water, the story of a man who was God. Sonia Caldicott, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.